Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Welcome, bienvenue.
Avec Véronica.
Welcome to the beginning of Christmas celebrations. It's all starting in earnest in different ways, depending on where you are. In Berlin, they kicked off with their first Weihnachtsmarkt last weekend, advertised as almost medieval. And if it weren't for the hideous high-rise buildings gracing the horizon, you would have thought you were back in the 15th century. Market stallholders wore striped medieval bloomers and cloth caps down over their ears. Children went on hand-cranked rides. There was no loud music, wood chip underfoot, all very peaceful. Glühwein, sausages, pork and sauerkraut, and a few craft shops. We all warmed our hands around a burning brazier, and there were scary fire-breathing jugglers, a popular entertainment centuries ago. In the Gers this weekend, the day before the start of Christmas markets, you can go to Marsonin at 7 for a soirée of cochon de lait à la broche, followed by all manner of deliciousnesses. That sounds quite medieval itself. But you will need to book by Wednesday on 0630 530541. Then Château Arton has its open weekend from 10 till 6 with lots of food and wine. But the three traditional Christmas markets are all on the 1st, so it means you'll have to organise yourselves. Starting at 9, the 20th Christmas market at Gutz, which runs all day with goodies to buy, food to eat, and lots of entertainment. Then at Brugnon's, their market starts at 10 a.m, promising Santa and his reindeer, judging by the poster. At 5, you can either go to La Romieux for a carol concert at the Collégiale Saint-Pierre, French Christmas songs. Well, there might be some English ones as well. And you can all join in with the singing. Otherwise, at Notre-Dame de la Nativité at Terrobes, Orchia d'Orio, gorgeous name, is giving an organ recital, playing Handel, Ave Maria and Rimbaud with choral accompaniment. And that'll cost you €12. If you're an adult. Well, if Christmas markets are an old tradition, gladiatorial combat goes back a lot further. Very good fun to watch when recreated on our cinema screens, but at a safe distance of 2,000 years. In reality, it must have been quite horrendous. Anyway, if you have an appetite for the slashing of blades, rippling muscles, heads flying, Gladiator 2, Ridley Scott's long-awaited sequel, is with us on Wednesday and Sunday at 9 p.m. at the cinema in Lector. It's almost 25 years since Russell Crowe's Maximus was murdered, a fate of which he was unafraid because in death he would be reunited with his beloved wife and son. But now his spirit lives on in the muscle-bound presence of his nephew, Lucius, played by current Brit superstar Paul Mescal, who is out to avenge his uncle's death. So there'll be no shortage of blood, gore, and rightful vengeance. But that's absolutely nothing to compare with the week's second major film release. Not for the faint-hearted or squeamish, and most particularly not for sufferers of trypanophobia, the fear of needles. The Substance is billed as sci-fi horror with lots of very sharp needles. On Friday and next Monday, also at Lector, with Demi Moore giving the performance of her career as an aging screen goddess who, when ousted from the show she presents on TV on her 50th birthday, is offered an opportunity to do something about it. Take the concept of a facelift and multiply it by at least 100. You have been warned. But I must point out that your eyes will be popping in a different way at the sight of the lovely Margot Qualley, daughter of Andy McDowell, who among the screen goddesses seems to be defying aging very well. Her daughter is an absolute wow, and I recommend that you don't eat anything before you see the film. Or if you do, then perhaps bring a bin bag with you.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
À la prochaine.
www.dfm930.com